Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app.
Today on our monthly chat with Consumer Affairs Victoria, we're talking about tips for home buyers and what we need to look out for when looking at buying a home. Nicole Rich is the Director of Consumer Affairs Victoria. Nicole, good afternoon.
Hi Warren, how are you?
Good, thank you. Welcome back from holidays.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Now, what are the first things a prospective home buyer should consider when purchasing a home?
Absolutely. And hopefully, it can be tough out there. We've actually talked a lot about renting, haven't we?
Yeah.
Each month. But we're on to the home buyers. So if you're sort of lucky enough to have gotten yourself into this position, it is really important that you know what you're doing and you protect yourself, I guess. So, yeah, a couple of the things we would say are probably top tips if you're a prospective home buyer would be, look, make sure you do actually take your time. Don't feel rushed or pressured. I think that's actually, it's kind of simple advice, but really important. Do your homework, start going to inspections and auctions before you're starting to think about buying. It's really, I think, the best way to learn about what's going on in the market and start to sort of assess different properties and what's right for you and what's going to be in your budget and so on. And of course, be really clear about what actually, what's essential for you, what's a nice to have, what's your budget and what do you think you can afford within your essential budget. I think they're really key things. So it's really about being prepared and doing your homework.
Nicole, it's interesting you talk about the pressure, and I think I remember when I was looking for my house, the pressure, you go to open for inspections and there's all these other people turning up and all of a sudden, I mean, it's easy to fall into that, isn't it? That trap of thinking, oh, there's so many people, I need to go a little bit above my budget for this one and forget what that is.
Oh, definitely. And I think, the market and agents and so on sort of rely on that factor a little bit to encourage people to maybe stretch themselves and to create that buzz. So, I mean, that's great if you're the seller and you're wanting to get a bit of buzz around your property and maximise the price, so all power to you. But yeah, as a home buyer, you don't actually have to feel pressured. So just remember that underneath it all, what's your budget, what's essential for you, and, it can get emotional, you're going to miss out on this home, but there will be another property down the track. So, it is really important that you make sure you do what's right for you.
I remember looking at homes and a friend came with me and was going around going, oh my goodness, this is structurally unsound. There's no way. Look, it's wonky here. And all of this to try and put off the other buyers. But in all seriousness, what potential defects and structural problems should home buyers look out for?
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, this is probably the biggest purchase most people make in their lifetimes when they buy a home. So, it is really right to be alert to those things. It doesn't mean, all properties are going to have, potentially their issues. It's about making sure, again, you do your due diligence. So the sorts of things that people would typically look out for would be things like, if the floors are a bit sloping or bouncy, right, then it could mean that there's an issue with things like stumping, particularly in Victoria. A lot of houses are on stumps. It could be expensive when you need to re-stump, so it's worth looking for that. If you notice sort of moisture or dampness or mould, that can be a concern. It might mean that there's rising damp or there's some excessive moisture. Those can be really big issues. So they're the sorts of things. Obviously, things like sagging roofs or cracks and broken roofs are also kind of critical things to be looking out for. There's a long list. One of the things we always do at the end of these chats, Warren, is sort of talk about what's available on the Consumer Affairs Victoria website. But more generally, this is actually a really key area for us. And we have some really good information, including something called the due diligence checklist, which is actually a legal requirement. And it helps you to make sure that you go through and check these sorts of things before you buy. And sorry, at the risk of talking too long, the other thing is if you do have any concerns when you're inspecting a property about structure or defects, you can actually get an independent property report to help you out. So most people are not expert builders. So one of the really top tips is think about whether You know, if this is going to be a major purchase and you're serious about it, a small amount of money up front for a professional inspection could be worth, you know, could give you peace of mind, or it could tell you about some faults that you may or may not want to buy into.
And you're right, Nicole, we're not experts unless we're a builder or, you know, an architect or someone who is in the building industry, I suppose, and we could easily miss these things.
Look, that's right. And, you know, you don't want to scare people too much. As I say, properties can have issues. Sometimes there might be repairs needed that may or may not actually be a deal breaker. But getting a professional building inspection report, like I say, it can even just be peace of mind. They might pick up some things, but note that they're not major, or they might pick up some major flaws. So you could use, for example, like you said, an architect or a registered builder to do those reports. And they're not too, you know, in the scheme of things, if you're in the market to buy a home and you've got a budget to buy a home, it's only a very small amount of that overall budget to get an inspection report ahead of time.
Absolutely. When we are looking at buying a home, are there any sort of unexpected costs that could pop up that perhaps we haven't budgeted for?
That's a really good question. That's probably another thing to be really aware of, I guess, before you're jumping into, you know, bid at the auction or put in an offer. That's absolutely right. Just make sure that you're aware of all the costs that can be associated with buying a home. So obviously the actual buying of the property is the biggest cost, but there are a lot of unavoidable additional costs that are going to come with buying a property. So generally speaking, you're going to need to have someone do the conveyancing for you. So you're going to pay legal or conveyancing fees. You may need to pay for financial advisor fees or commissions or mortgage broker commissions. You'll probably be paying something to a bank or another lender for things like establishing your home loan. Most people would take out a loan to buy a property. We talked about inspection fees. So, you know, there's quite a number of sort of charges. There could also be, if you're in the market for buying your home, probably not going to need to worry too much about other taxes. But, you know, if it's an investment property, you'd be looking at potentially some other duties or taxes. And, of course, there's the moving costs, which most people are pretty familiar with. You know, you've probably moved once in your time, in your life. Moving can also be, like, quite a cost. So just make sure you factored that into your budget as well.
And sometimes the appliances don't fit and you've got to buy new ones.
All of that kind of thing. Also things like insurance. So it would typically, I mean, most people that would be listening who are in the market to buy a home are probably going to use a home loan to buy their home. And if you get a home loan, it's generally a requirement that your property stay insured. You're probably going to want to insure your contents in your home as well. So you're going to need building and contents insurance. So that's a regular annual cost. You're probably going to pay council rates as well. You just need to factor that in. And, of course, if you're buying an apartment, you're going to be subject to an owner's corporation, what people used to call bodies corporate. So there will typically be annual fees associated with the owner's corporation, which should be disclosed to you as a matter of law in the statement that you get to look at, the vendor statement that you should look at before you buy the property. But really important to go through the vendor statement because it will disclose annual costs that you might need to pay. And again, you just need to make sure that in your ongoing budget, you can afford those sorts of costs.
We're chatting with Nicole Rich, the Director from Consumer Affairs Victoria, about tips for home buyers. Okay, Nicole, let's say we've got all of that under control. We've got our building inspection done. We're happy with it. We've done the due diligence checklist from consumer.vic.gov.au. We are ready to buy a home. What should we be cautious of when attending the auction or even making an offer?
Yes, absolutely. And we've talked, I think, about some of these issues before. So, look, the best protection is to be an informed consumer and to, like we said earlier, you know, do your homework, go to a few inspections and auctions before you're in the market so you can be really informed, know what you're doing. The sorts of things that, unfortunately, people still complain to us about are things like underquoting. That's probably still, you know, it's a really hot topic in the community. It's still something that we get a lot of contacts about, unfortunately. So that's a practice where the seller or the estate agent is essentially misrepresenting what the price of the property, you know, is going to sell for when they're advertising it, and it can entice people in thinking that they can afford a property when it turns out they're not, and that you can end up spending money on things like building inspections when you're never going to be in the market. So it's really important to look out for that. We're really committed to cracking down on that once and for all. So my key message is, if you think you've seen that practice, report it to Consumer Affairs Victoria. It's really important that you report it. We record every complaint about underquoting, and it goes into our pipeline for inspections at estate agents and potentially penalties. So that's something just to be aware of. And again, the best practice protection is to have done your homework and kind of have a sense of what properties are going to go for. We'd also just recommend that people be prepared and have your, you know, your home loan kind of pre-approved and your conveyancer or your legal practitioner ready, so that if you do put in an offer or you're going to bid at the auction, you're ready to go, you understand what the contract of sale says and is going to require of you, you know what settlement period you're going to be comfortable with, you know you're going to be able to afford whatever the amount is, and then you're ready to make your bid.
Fantastic, Nicole. Some really good advice. Just on that underquoting, are things starting to improve out there in the real estate industry?
Look, I think so. We're still getting a lot of, you know, contacts, inquiries, complaints about the practice. So I still think it's a strong concern. Mm. That said, I think the message is getting out there more and more. Like, I think the community has just said, like, enough is enough. So another example of really bad practices was dummy bidding, which used to be pretty common, unfortunately. Like, you'd go to an auction, people would be bidding, and you had no idea whether they were just a friend or family member of the vendor. Now, I can't tell you for sure that it never happens, but it's clearly illegal and seen as illegal. It attracts significant penalties, and I would say generally people would understand that it doesn't happen a lot anymore. Like, it's really quite a fringe criminal practice if it happens today. And that's where underquoting needs to get to. And I'm confident we did it with dummy bidding, and I'm confident we can similarly, like, you know, really get rid of underquoting once and for all, because people are just sick of it. And I think rightly so. It's illegal. It's misrepresentation. So,
and it's so disappointing too, because you start looking at houses and go, oh, look, oh, no, there's no point. It's going to go for, you know, 200 grand more than that at least. So I think it's...
And that's right. And the estate agents who are doing the right thing get punished because people just add money to the price that they've advertised the property for. So we just need to crack down on that once and for all.
So if you do come across it, don't forget, report that to Consumer Affairs Victoria. Nicole, great to chat with you. We'll talk with you again next month.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Thank you. That's Nicole Rich, from the Director from Consumer Affairs Victoria. Don't forget that due diligence checklist and all these other resources are available on the Consumer Affairs Victoria website at consumer.vic.gov.au.
There's only one Drive program that plays the best tunes and has the most informative conversations. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.